Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Pastor Angurima. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing very great. And yourself?
Moshe. Can't complain.
Thanks a lot for that.
Mbiri kunashe. That's the first question. What does it mean?
Glory to the Lord.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Glory to the Lord. I'm glad to hear that, man. You know, I knew, man, that this song, that's why I've got such affinity to this song. I knew it. Wow. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what it means. Mbiri kunashe. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. Now, we're concluding our conversation today that we started a couple of days ago, and that of the Holy Scriptures. And, you know, as we do, in 1995, the Guinness Book of World Records declared that the number of... it declared that the Bible as the number one best-selling book of all times, with over 5 billion copies sold and distributed around the world and translated into 349 languages. And I think when we started, you actually mentioned this very fact. And so, much as that is a case, many Christians and those who are non-Christians still struggle to study the Bible diligently. So, how should one study the Scriptures? How should we read chronologically from Genesis to Revelation? In fact, the question really is, should we read chronologically from Genesis to Revelation? Or should we start with the Gospels? Or should we start perhaps in the Psalms, with poetry? What's the best way to get the most out of Bible study?
Okay, thank you for the question. What helped me personally, the method which I am using, I use two methods. I read... the Bible reading, not studying. I read the Bible
from
Genesis. Every year I read from Genesis to Revelation once, finishing it, for me to just have an appreciation of what is written in there. Then I now come up with questions which I have to get answers from the Bible. In other words, I'm saying, I started studying the Bible subject by subject. For example, if I want to understand about humans' origins, where do we come from, where are we come from, or where how did we originated, then I started to study it from Genesis to Revelation. What does the Bible say? Are all the books in saying the same thing about the origins of men? Then after I'm finishing studying that one, and if I feel that I'm convinced, I'm answered, I'll go to the next question. What am I supposed to eat? What am I not supposed to eat? Etc., etc., etc. That's how I do it.
Hey, yeah, that's isn't that a strategy for intelligent people like yourself? I mean, surely, I mean, you intelligent people are able to begin and say, you know what, I'm going to take this thing from end to end. Yeah, some people are not as intelligent as you, Pastor. So what should people be doing, really?
Okay, well, the sharing which I have just given, that's the method which I use, which helps me a lot.
I see.
Another method which can, yes. Maybe my advice to other friends is you look for someone whom you can do these studies with.
Okay. Yes.
Then you can engage a Bible studying with the one whom you think can assist you in understanding the Bible. Then another point which I think is important to take note of is I think it's wise to start reading your Bible from the book of Genesis, since since that's where we get information about our origins and how everything started.
Okay.
Then the New Testament, yes, the New Testament will come in to supplement or to give more light of what the Old Testament is talking about. So the two testaments will help you to understand fully who God is.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very nice. Now, what is the use of, we've heard about Bible commentaries. What's the use of that? And how do you know which one to actually rely on or trust?
Yeah. We have many Bible commentaries under the sun. Some, they comment that I'm going that direction. Others comment going that other direction. But commentaries are good in this sense. They help us with other historical backgrounds for us to understand the background or the information behind a verse. For example, a commentary can give more information about the existence of the land of Palestine. So there are other information which you cannot get from the Bible, but if you read the commentary, it will give you relevant information so that you will have a better understanding of a verse. You'll appreciate a verse more if you get other information from the commentaries.
I see. So to appreciate the verse more, the assistance of the commentary becomes then a beautiful add-on, as you say.
Yes. But of course, we are supposed to take note that the commentary is not the Bible.
Oh yes,
it's not it's not the bigger light. It's there to assist us to understand the Bible. It's more like, me, I'm a pastor. Someone can come and ask more information about a verse. Maybe. So I can stand in the shoes of what? Of a commentary. It's an example which I'm giving. I'm not final say. I'm trying to give more light or to explain what the scripture is saying.
I see. Now, as you said, there's multiple commentaries out there, and we may not really know which ones are accurate and all of that. And of course, you made some suggestions. If a person doesn't have access to commentaries, what other means can they get to have a better life? Should they consult a pastor or what should they do?
Okay, the Bible is, it can interpret itself. Yes, the Bible itself is enough, even without commentaries. It's enough for our salvation. The light given in the Bible is enough for us to be saved. If you don't have access to any commentary, well, pastors can come in to assist as well, yeah, to explain. But we have to take note. We are supposed to test the Spirit now. Whatever the pastor is commending, and how the pastor is commenting a verse or explaining a verse, we are supposed to go back still to the same scriptures to test if he is telling the truth.
I see. Test if he is telling the truth. Well, Pastor, we're going to be wrapping up this afternoon. I do want you to please, leave our listeners with, a message that they, will take through this couple of weeks, months. As, I don't know who's listening. Some may not have even started, opening the scriptures. You've told us about the scriptures, the history, and what is contained therein, how to read it, etc. I just do want you to please, as we close off and wrap up our conversation, do give some parting words to those people who may not have been in interaction, or those who are not familiar. Perhaps some grew up in the church but never really studied the, paid attention to the book, as it were, for themselves. Over to you.
Okay. My last words are, number one, before reading or studying the Bible, pray for yourself or pray for yourselves to understand it. Number two, we are supposed to read it regularly, every day, because that's our spiritual food. The way we feed our physical bodies is the same way we are supposed to feed our spiritual souls, our spiritual beings, our souls rather. We are supposed to study it regularly. And number three, we are supposed to bear in mind the Bible is the mind of the Lord, or is the voice of the Lord. It will never get out of fashion, because if we say it gets out of fashion, we are saying God can at times get out of fashion. So if the same yesterday, today, and forever, it will remain the voice of the Lord, and it will remain relevant. So let's study the word of God in our homes as individuals. Let's study or read it, not to finish the Bible, but to understand. Understanding the Bible is more than just reading to finish it. So prayerfully, I know the Lord will speak to our minds through his word.
Beautiful. Well, yes, Pastor. You wanted to conclude, yes?
Okay, I wanted to say, if you look around in the world, have those who usually do physical training. They want to acquire physical fitness. They do gymnastics every morning, first, or for training.
Oh, Pastor.
We are supposed to be, as God's people, we are supposed to be spiritually strong. So we are supposed to practice a spiritual gymnastic by reading and studying the word of God prayerfully.
Yeah. Well, Pastor, I do want to thank you so much for joining us. I do want to thank you for your time that you have given us. Truly, truly appreciate your time. Blessings to you, blessings to your family, and also blessings to your ministry. May God bless you and may God increase you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you more. Have a pleasant time till we meet again.
Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.